Hi there, I'm Becky Hammond, and welcome to Isogo TV. Wherever you are on your strengths journey, I want to help you take your greatest strengths and apply them to your everyday work and your everyday life. This is episode 17, the first two steps to using your strengths. And we're going to talk about just that. What are the two beginning things that you can do to start to put your strengths to work? I've seen it work, and I'm living proof that it can go that direction. So let's dive in. So last week on episode 16, we talked through how do you actually know what your strengths are? And then once you've figured that out, whether it's through asking people or figuring out what energizes you or from actually taking the StrengthsFinder assessment, the next logical step is, okay, now what? And I've heard that actually from almost every single person who's taken this. So this is great. This is self-awareness. I understand these things are true about me, or wow, it's been eye-opening. These things are true about me. I've never seen them as strengths before. But then past that, how do we actually put these to work? You know, all of these episodes really talk about that. But there are two things that you can do to start off right away, as soon as you figure out what your strengths are. And these first two things are things that people who I've worked with who have been most successful at applying their strengths to their lives have done consistently. So I want to share those two things with you today. First, it's kind of straightforward and maybe a little too obvious, and maybe that's why we miss it sometimes, but since last week and this week, can you remember what your top five strengths are, or what your strengths are in general? Can you name them? Have you thought about them at all? I think the first thing we have to do is remember to remember them. We have to know what they are. And so really this is practical, tangible first step is to put them in front of you in a place that you will see them every day, all the time. And I have a couple different examples of those just to kind of get your mind spinning. You could put them on your bathroom sink. That's where I have mine. You can put them in your wallet, like I showed you from one of my managers or one of my coaching clients who has that in his pocket all the time. He takes it out and looks at it. You can have them on a little note card that's attached to the screen of your desktop computer. You could put them on a coaster. I've done that for some of the workshops that I've worked for. You can write them in a marker on your mirror. I would recommend maybe not permanent marker, but maybe whiteboard marker on your mirror in your bathroom. Wherever it is that you're going to see it every day to remind you, these are the things that are true about me. And not just true about me, but unique about me and the talents that I have within me that I can turn into strengths to offer to the world and to get to that success that you're hoping for in that day, in that moment, or in that year. So when you do that, you remember to remember them. And then second, your second step you can do that people who have been successful at applying their strengths always do is share them. You've learned them yourself. You've thought through them yourself. You've reflected. Maybe you've thought through some success that you've had because of these. But the next thing you can do, and it's actually really fun, is share them with people that are closest to you. You know, sometimes our strengths, you know, we talked about them being internal and invisible. Sometimes they're like our face. You know, we walk around this world with a face, but we don't see it unless we stop and have a reflection, something that's reflecting onto us. And sometimes it's the people that are around us that can reflect back to us, that can hold up a mirror to us and say, oh yeah, those things are totally true about you. I've seen it here, here, and here. You know, so if you've taken the StrengthsFinder assessment, you can literally print out the report and give it to them and say, hey, could you read these five paragraphs and just let me know what you think resonates with you about me, or maybe what's, you can see what's frustrated you about me in the past, and start to have an awareness reflected to you from the people around you that care about you and love you and want you to grow as well. So those are the first two steps. They're pretty straightforward, pretty easy. You don't need special equipment or lots of knowledge, just to remember them and to share them with the people around you. And I guarantee that that will start you off on your path to using your strengths and applying to them to your everyday work and your everyday life. So let's use this. Today, it's super practical. Step one, put your strengths in a place that you are going to remember them. Post them somewhere that you will see them every day. And number two, share them with somebody who's close to you. Ask for feedback, reflect back to them, and start to make this a part of your everyday language. And you know, once you've done that, I would love to hear about it. I'd love to connect with you. If you are stumped or have any questions, I'd love to help answer those for you. So connect with me over at isogostrong.com in association with this episode. Join the conversation there. This is episode 17. Or head on over to Twitter or Facebook for under isogostrong as well and join the conversation there. You know, I want this message of strengths to get out to the world, to help eliminate that hate and strife and unnecessary frustration that happens in our work and our lives, and allow us to each get to that unique place of success in our own strong way. So please, if this helped you or it's interesting to you, share Isogo TV with your own social network circles or your own physical circles. And really, I'm just glad that you joined me here, and I hope that you join me again next week on Isogo TV.